honest, they don't have nothing on you. Okay, all right, let me stop laughing. Let me get serious here. This is just okay, all right. So let me get serious. Just give me a minute. I'm straighten up my face. Hold on. Ernest, no, I got this. Okay. Ayoni is storming in just a minute here. I'm going to give her a minute to come on. Give her a minute to hop on as I go ahead and go live. It's already the top of the hour. And Zoom is going to time me out. So, all right, we're going to go live right now. Hi, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Wealth Builder, helping you to build a wealthier business and life in every area of your life. And as a volunteer, Ayoni McNeil and I are very excited to bring to you another program entitled Hashtag My Investing Story. As Better Investing volunteers, we just want to let you know a little bit about who we are. The organization Better Investing was established in 1951 as a national 501c3 not-for-profit, nonprofit organization who has helped over 5 million individuals. Let me say that again, 5 million individual people from all walks of life, and I mean literally all walks of life and literally all over the world. The organization has helped us learn how to improve our financial future. We provide unbiased investment education because, again, this is not about selling any stocks. We're not stockbrokers. We're not day traders. We're not selling any products or anything like that. We are volunteers providing investment education and powerful online tools for stock analysis. And this, we know, is creating successful lifelong investors. But tonight, as every Wednesday night, we're excited to bring to you another episode of individuals who are willing, yes, willing to share their investing story. And our guest tonight is the Washington Metropolitan Investment Club, and they're using the acronym WMIC. This organization was founded in March of 1992, and they started their investment club with only 10 members, and they've grown that now to 29 to 30 members. They're going to share with us tonight their investing story, a phenomenal story it is. The organization, the investment club, is currently holding $1 million plus in their investment portfolio. And their portfolio currently has 29 stocks and 2 mutual funds. And we're going to go ahead and talk about how it all started. But again, my name is Ann McNeil, and I want to just thank my co-host, Ms. Ayoni McNeil, is joining us. And she is going to share with you her awesome way of interviewing our guests. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening. All of you.
Yes, we're excited to have the Washington Metropolitan Investment Club out of the D.C. area, right, gentlemen?
Got it.
Right.
Okay. So for the sake of the people, we're going to do a quick introduction, starting with Ronald Keel, who I've been speaking with over the past 2 months. So, Ronald, let's kick us off.
Thank you. I'm Ronald Keel, and I'm the current president of Washington Metro Investment Club, or WMIC, and I have with me a few of the members here. You can see Ken Wright, who is the actual founder of the WMIC, and Ernest Hines, who's the current treasurer of WMIC. We have a few more of our members on who washing us and keeping us straight. But I'll turn it over to Ken and Ernest and let them talk a little bit, then we can proceed.
Okay, well, let's start with Ken since he started it. Could you just take us to what motivated you to start an investment club, Mr. Wright?
Well, I started the investment club. I was on a business trip in Atlanta, Georgia, and I got the Atlanta Constitution, and it says Black in Atlanta invested in Federal Investor, well, at the time it was National Association Investment Corporation, now known as Federal Investing. And so I said, oh, I can do that back in the D.C. area. So I got together with three other individuals, Ron Keel being one of them. And we met in 1991, start formulating bylaws, SOPs, and scheduling a first meeting with the people in this area. And so we went from there and we scheduled a meeting in my basement of my house. And we had about 15 individuals that showed up that day. And then 10 of them signed up. And that's how we got started with the Washington Metro Investment Club.
And what year was this?
It was March of 1992 when we had our first meeting as the Washington Metro Investment Club. But we started back in 1991 formulating. Getting everything together, getting the bylaws, the SOP, determining, you know, what we're going to do.
Are you coming up on 30 years?
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
Oh, yeah.
I've
been
at
this for a long time. We've been at this for a long time.
Wow. So let's take you back to that trip in Atlanta. I know you picked up the Atlanta Constitution. Was it just because you saw it in there, or what else was probably going on in your life or in the world that made you take action? Because I think a lot of times we come across information, but there's something specific sometimes that moves us or calls us to action to be like, you know what, it's time. Let's do this.
Well, the real story, I grew up in South Bronx, New York, and on the playgrounds, I always had the stock market on the playground every recess. And so I'm reading the stock market, and the other kids were teasing me like, why are you reading the stock market? You know, you're never going to invest in the stock market. You're never going to be able to get stocks and whatnot. And so, you know, I remember that day as I was reading the Atlanta Constitution, and so it just gave me an opportunity to try to bring this. And my vision at the time was more community. I wanted to bring something to our community so we can have something and invest together and educate the community so we can do better.
Well, I think you speak for a lot of people that start, especially Blacks, that start investment clubs. A lot of times it's not always about the money. It's about the community. It's about the education. It's about the camaraderie. And it's even about legacy. And then it is also about the money, but usually that's not always the first thing. So, Ernest, what made you join the club, and when did you join?
I joined in 2000. One of my coworkers at the time, and she's still a member of the club, was Jacqueline Kelly. So she was telling us about the club. Another member, also Jimmy Wyrick, he and I joined together. So we both worked at the Pentagon, same organization, and she was telling us about the club and the great things that they were doing. Now, I was already investing myself. I started in 1987, but I was only investing in mutual funds. So the opportunity to learn more about how to invest in stocks, I found that to be appealing. So I joined the club.
Oh, that's a good point that you raised, both to Ron and to Ken, were you individual investors before you even started the club, or was the club maybe the first time you kind of started on that path?
Well, for me, I was already an individual investor. As a matter of fact, I bought my first stock back in the early 80s, about 82. The first stock I purchased was Ford Motor Company. I think it was traded about $2 a share because everybody thought Ford was going to go out of business. But surprisingly, Lee Iacocca comes along, turns the company around, and the stock just shot through the roof. And I said, oh, this is something I can stay with. I had been an investor, an individual investor, ever since then. And then when we got to the club, that just brought us all together to where we bump ideas off of one another and look at certain stocks and things of that nature. But yes, for me, I started back in 1982 investing.
Okay, cool.
Same thing with me. I was an investor, individual investor. I was already a member of Better Investing. And one of the things I was doing, we had the TSP for my civilian job. So I was investing there. The 529 for my college education for the kids, I was investing there. So I was already doing. Then I had my own little mutual funds and other investments that I was messing around with.
Now, Ron, were you also a member of BI when you were individual investor, or did you get introduced once you joined?
Once I joined the club, then I mean, Ken had told me about it prior to that, and I started looking into it. But no, I wasn't a member at that time. I was just doing investing on my own. And some of the things I had learned from my college professor, as a matter of fact, I was studying for my MBA at George Washington University. And one, I talked to my professor at the class one night. I said, hey, I'd like to buy some stocks, but I don't want to keep going through a broker. He said, oh, there's an easier way. And he introduced me to buying stocks directly from the company. That's how I really started getting into it then.
Exactly.
And then when Ken and I got together, that's where we're like, hey, that's the first way we're going to do this. We started buying stocks directly without even involving a broker at first, you know, or dealing with a broker. So I learned that little tidbit from my college professor back at George Washington University.
Wow, that's great news because that's actually also how I got started at the time. NAIC had a direct stock purchase plan, or really it was called low-cost investment plan, where they had a consortium, I should say, of relationships with investor relations department of major brands. And so as a kid, my first shares of stock came from sending my check and my form to NAIC, who then mailed it.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, so I mean, the other thing too, at that time, you needed to have, well, like I how I like to say is, you needed to have $10,000 to have a conversation with
the broker. That's right. And they wanted you to buy in round lots back then. You needed to buy 100 or 200, something like that. And I don't have $10,000 right yet. I'm in graduate school.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, the commissions are just now coming down. I mean, it used to be in the 90s and the 80s. Well, I'm glad to hear this, because one other question I have is, did you, based on what Mr. Ernest said, did you originally start off as an all-male group? Are you all-male now? What's kind of the makeup of the group?
We have a mixture of both male and female. You know, Jackie Kelly, she's probably on. She's the assistant treasurer. She helps Ernest out with the club, and she's been a longtime member herself. So, yes, we have quite a few females who've come and gone. Ken Wright, his daughter, is a member. She just joined this year, so we're starting to pass this down to our children and getting them involved with the club and things of that nature. Quite a good mix.
Okay, Ron, say that last part, because you phased out a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, so we got a good mix of male and female, folks within the club.
Okay. Ken, I have a question, because, originally I thought you were all male just because of the photo
the picture,
that was in
the guy. Sorry. Don't tell him I sent that photo.
It's all good.
Because Jackie was out of country.
Well, we all know Jackie must be the solid threat. She's probably like the solid killer in the group. But
she's our conscience, I can tell you that.
I can believe it. You know, there are studies that come out every once in a while, and especially BI does this, where they track, you know, how well all male groups investment clubs do, how well all female investment clubs do, and how well mixed clubs do. And I think and Howard Johnson, who is the BI South Regional Manager, he could probably attest or chime in. But I think out of the three makeups, the mixed groups always outperform all male or all female. So I'm actually probably not concerned about your portfolio at all. Oh, somebody. Yeah, Jack. What's Jackie's last name?
It's Kelly.
Jackie Kelly.
Okay, so we may have Jackie. I know
sure.
you're not on right now, video wise, but we'll probably reach out to you to do a one-on-one interview.
Sure.
But what I want to get to though is back in 91, 92. Could you speak to the mindset that you realize people had that were either in the club or didn't make the club? I have a few things coming in my head, Ken, which is, you know, I'm sure the club is majority black, if not all black. And, you know, people have different backgrounds and experience with money. And then, you know, there's a myth that male egos run high. So I'm really interested just to kind of see, you all were successful individual investors. So, you know, what was it? Was it the camaraderie? Was it, you know, the spirit of community? What do you think was the mindset that helped you to gel in the beginning?